The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That Texans game pretty much exactly the way we called it yesterday. And some cuts coming in today.
The name that stood out to me more than any other name being cut was Jeff Adams. We've talked a lot about depth and experience on that offensive line. That's kind of when I talked about, you know, the little bit that they had, it would always be, well, Jeff Adams, he's at least been out there quite a bit.
Right. He's a veteran guy who can play guard or tackle.
That's a strange choice, isn't
yeah.
it?
Hunter says, scenario, gun to your head, you can only watch one college football game this week. What do you pick? Why would somebody put a gun to my head and tell me I can only watch one game? Now, for me, it's no doubt a UH game because I'm a UH guy. So it's kind of an easy question for me.
I don't know. It might be Texas-Notre Dame, even though it's on Sunday.
I'm saying I'll at least get to watch UH and Texas-Notre Dame under that scenario.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live at Constellation Field in Sugarland, where it is no longer raining, by the way. And
it's
actually
not.
There's actually some sun out there.
Add this to your win column.
I said it would pass, and they would play baseball tonight. Well, they haven't started playing baseball yet. But they will. It's 7:05.
Looking like it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's a Fred Fowler guarantee, and those things come through. If you want to get in with us, best thing to do is text the show, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. Man, I hope everyone has a great long weekend and a terrific time watching football this weekend. So we will be back in studio on Monday doing the show as always because there's too much to talk about.
Yeah.
And we love the people. I didn't realize that everybody else had to work because we decided to, though.
Sucks for them.
Yeah. That's life.
I didn't know that either. Like, they didn't tell us at the time, hey, do you guys want to work and make everybody else at the station work or do you want to stay home?
Well, we
just decided to work because it's the Monday after football starts. I mean,
it's one of those
days it's fun to go to work.
Yeah.
So, like, Wednesdays in July, those days are – it's sometimes tough to get up and come to work. The Monday after a football weekend is about as fun as it gets for me. So, yeah, we want it to work. So I would apologize to everybody who we screwed, but – they should be working too.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing.
If you do sports radio, you should be working the Monday after football season starts. So,
I'm not apologizing.
It's kind of your job.
I'm glad.
So.
I'm glad we're going to be here Monday. So we're talking about a couple things, and there were some prominent names cut that we'll get to in a second. But what is going on with the Jets quarterback situation? Could they really wind up keeping four quarterbacks?
Doesn't that seem unbelievable? I mean, because they don't have any good ones.
Well, yeah, that's you've got three crappy backup quarterbacks. Geno Smith is going to be the backup.
I thought he was going to get cut, honestly.
I did too. Bryce Petty apparently is not hurt enough to go on PUP or IR. And apparently they don't want to punt on Hackenberg because they just drafted him in the second round, which that was a mistake to begin with. That guy cannot play, and maybe if you give him 3 or 4 years in a good system, which nobody has that kind of patience for a guy like that. What, you keep four quarterbacks?
I think if Bryce Petty was healthy, ready to go week one, Geno Smith would be cut.
Yeah. And he may yet be.
He might be. I mean, there's no quarterback controversy. Ryan Fitzpatrick's the only good quarterback on that team.
Right.
So there's no, like, controversy over who's going to start. So you're, like, you're bickering over who's going to be your second and third string quarterbacks? I mean, just pick one and move on. Either move on from Bryce Petty or move on from Geno Smith. There's no way they're going to move on from Hackenberg. Like you said, he's a second-round pick. They at this point, they have to wait a year or two and see if he turns into anything. He's clearly a coach project. But I think the fact that they're not willing to cut Petty lets you know where they think he stands now. Because if they thought he could play right now, they'd cut Bryce Petty and they'd cut Geno Smith, and they'd use Hackenberg if Fitzpatrick got hurt. They don't feel comfortable with that, though. So I guess that's why they're holding on to Geno Smith. But it's very strange them holding on to these quarterbacks when, I think they've got three bad quarterbacks. And I'm not talking about bad, like, as far as, this guy shouldn't be a starter in the NFL. I'm talking about, like, I don't know if he's even warranted a backup spot, any of those guys.
I don't know on Petty yet. I just don't know. I haven't seen enough of him out there. I still like him. I think he's got a chance to be a good backup in the league. Hackenberg, I don't, but that's...
But he's the same way. We haven't seen him. It's hard to say.
Right. From what I understand, he's just been terrible in practice. And then we know what Geno Smith is. And now, I think there's some teams that would have liked to have seen Geno Smith get cut because they're beyond desperate. We went through that list of available quarterbacks, and it's bleak out there, man.
Yeah.
And he would have probably been top three on that list. Not that that's a good thing, but some other kind of prominent cuts, though, that caught you by surprise.
Well, I mean, I don't know if – well, there was one that caught me by surprise. Manny Lawson in Buffalo, who – he missed a lot of training camp. He was facing a possible suspension, one-game suspension. He was hurt with a pec injury, I think, or an abdominal, something like that. But this is a guy who was pretty solid last year for them. I mean, he started 14 games. This is a team that has not a lot of depth defensively. You wouldn't think you'd be running veterans out of town like that. It's a very strange choice and very, very strange timing to me. I'm really surprised on that one. The other big names, I guess, and these are relatively big names, Justin Hunter from the Titans, who's a big name because he was a second-round draft pick.
Right.
He was never good. He's had enough time to show that he could do something. He's not good. And Bishop Sankey, another second-round pick just 2 years ago.
That's a guy I like, too. He just never developed.
He never did. And now he went from where it almost looked like he had a job when he got there because by default. And now they've got DeMarco Murray and they've got Derrick Henry, and Bishop Sankey's buried on a depth chart where he's just not a useful player for them. So they move on from him. Another name that this isn't a huge surprise, but Keenan Reynolds, the Navy quarterback that went to play wide receiver with the Ravens, he got cut. And I'm guessing that means he's headed back to the Navy. He always said that was his eventual priority. He just wanted to see if he could make something happen. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a shame, but you know, he's a very talented dude.
He's one of those guys who I could see him being useful on a roster.
Yeah.
In the same way that B.J. Daniels was last year. Which, by the way, B.J. Daniels, another name cut today.
Right.
By the Bears. And if a team was looking for a third quarterback and, you know, was struggling at wide receiver, why not take one of those guys who can do both?
Yeah.
It's nice to have some versatility there. And Keenan Reynolds is a guy, and I don't know if he could be good at quarterback in the NFL, but when he's your third-string quarterback, are you really asking him to be good? You're asking him to learn the playbook. You're asking him to be ready in case all hell breaks loose. And you're probably asking him to play some special teams, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Or even if he suits up most games. But it's nice to have that in your pocket, a guy who can be useful for you until he's needed in an emergency situation. You know, it's like nobody carries a backup kicker anymore. There were teams that used to carry a backup kicker.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what? Let's make our punter learn to kick a little bit. That way, if we've got a crazy injury, we've got somebody who can go out there and kick an extra point for us.
Exactly.
To finish out the week. To me, having a guy like B.J. Daniels or Keenan Reynolds, that's an asset. Because otherwise, your third-string quarterback is just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. when he could actually be contributing to the team somehow.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if, you know, who gets claimed from this group, because now you're into the you don't see too many guys get picked up in the cuts to 75, but I think you'll see a bunch of these guys will wind up with other teams. And it is kind of it's got to suck for the coaches and for the players, but it just feels bad sometimes to see some of these names that you watch play in college and you like them and they're really good players, and you know, maybe fringe. I mean, they're all fringe NFL guys at this point. Yeah. Because they made it this far. And a lot of them are never going to play again. There'll be guys who catch on somewhere. And there's guys that keep hanging around, like the Cowboys signing Gerard Johnson. I think it was only for a night, basically, to make sure they had a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Those guys keep popping back up and then, you know, keep trying. That's got to be hard to be one of those guys.
Two of the favorites for those watching Hard Knocks. Maybe I shouldn't tell people because they'll see it on Hard Knocks who the Rams cut. Are we spoiler alerting?
No. They're going to know.
Austin Hill and Ian Seau, Junior Seau's nephew, two players they followed around through most of training camp and who survived the first round of cuts, already been cut in this next round, so they're both gone. Henry Melton, who's a guy I covered at University of Texas and was a fantastic player and played both ways at Texas, defense and running back. Who
started a halfback and they used him at fullback, and then they put him on the defensive line, and he was really good.
Had a really promising start to his NFL career in Chicago, and then had a pretty nasty injury and has just struggled to get on the field consistently since then. He got cut today by the Broncos, which there's some places where if you get cut off the Broncos front seven, it doesn't mean you can't play.
Yeah.
You know, it's like being cut from the front four in with the Rams. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't play. It just means that they've got their guys. You know, they're good. Hell, the Texans wide receivers right now.
They're cornerbacks, really.
Yeah.
They're pretty well set at cornerback.
So it doesn't mean you can't play, but it means that you can't play there. I'm trying to see if there's any other notable names. There's really not. The Atlanta Falcons cut Shane Graham, who it feels like has been their kicker forever.
Well, he's been somebody's kicker forever.
But he won't be the Falcons' kicker this year. And nobody else really of note that I've seen come down so far.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And if anything happens, we will let you know. Right now, guys, it's crunch time. Houston Khan Academies really need your help. School has started, and there's a lot of students there that they need to help, and they need your donations to do it. Houston Khan Academies takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools. It is a great, great place, and they give them a chance. They give them another chance, and a lot of these kids are just good kids who had to drop out for family reasons or work reasons, and they get them in. They work around all those things. These kids graduate and go on and do great things, and that's why they need your donations, guys. And I'm telling you, school has started, and it doesn't matter what kind of shape the vehicle's in. All I need is a vehicle from you. And if you bought a new car and you don't know what to do with your old one, here you go. If you and for you guys that got five of these things sitting out in your front yard and you haven't decided what to do with them, this is easy. You donate them to Houston Khan Academies because they're going to come tow them free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, and you're going to get a nice tax deduction for it. So why not? And if you do it today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get Astros tickets. It's simple. Get rid of these things that you're not using anymore. Do a great thing with it. Don't leave those things out in front of your house or in your garage. Now's the time, okay, because now that school started, they really need your help. 713-225-4226 is the number. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Texas A&M UCLA College Football 2:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. Beautiful Constellation Field. Sun's out.
Guns out.
Telling you. And it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, yeah.
I have a USA Today did a ranking of all the SEC teams by likability.
Okay.
Which basically, you know, it takes into a lot of things, like where they play and, you know, what they've done and whether or not they're obnoxious.
This is the fans?
No, it's the teams themselves.
No.
So it's a team that neutral people like to see win is your most popular. So, like, if you don't care, if you're not a degenerate gambler and you're not a fan of the school and you're just hanging, you're watching football, these are the teams you'll root for.
Okay.
According to their rankings. And I could break down everything for you, but I just think it's more fun to do the rank. Number one is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Why?
It says, Athens is an all-time college town that only gets better during football season, and its lack of relative success compared to other SEC schools, just two conference championships since 1982, means it's a team neutrals are ready to see win. So people root for the Georgia Bulldogs. Number two.
If that's the case, wouldn't you root for, like, Kentucky and, well, no, and Vanderbilt?
Because they're hopeless. They're hopeless. Except they're not in the SEC, but that's okay. Number two is the LSU Tigers.
Okay.
Which,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Except for they wear purple costumes. That's not the best.
People like the purple outfits. It's cool. All right, number three, the Florida Gators. I say the lack of success in the post-Urban Meyer era has made Florida an easier team to root for in recent years.
Oh, okay.
Number four, Arkansas. Because everybody loves Brett Bielema.
I'm going to go against him on that.
Okay, number five, South Carolina.
Also not likable in a neutral setting.
Number six, Auburn. I'm going to say Auburn's a little too low on this list. Auburn's kind of likable.
Yeah, depending on the year.
Mississippi State, seven.
I feel like Mississippi State's a team that if I were neutral, I would kind of cheer
except
for.
Except they have those cowbells. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. You're right.
They're very unlikable. Number eight, Kentucky. Who cares? It's Kentucky.
Come on.
Number
you root
nine.
For the underdog.
Number nine, Ole Miss.
Okay.
Number 10, Vanderbilt.
Why would you not cheer for Vanderbilt?
Comment says, Harvard of the South, barf. That's pretty much the comment.
But, I mean, to me, I cheer for – well, I probably cheer for Vanderbilt a little bit because I live there.
Yeah, you live there.
But also because they're the one school – I mean, they stick out like a sore thumb in that conference. You know, it's the one
school
where –
it's a smart school.
Where academics matter.
Right.
Where, like, more than football. And, I mean, they never have a chance to win, but I do think it's kind of
– yeah, if you were redrafting the SEC, they'd have zero shot of getting
in. They never get in, but it's cute that they're in and they try, you know? I almost feel sorry for them the weeks they have to play against, like, Alabama or somewhere like that. I'm like, oh.
11's Tennessee.
Agreed.
Yeah, Rocky Top does it.
Yeah.
12 is Missouri.
Yeah, I read something this week about them, like, blinding and killing dogs.
Yeah,
they're down my likability rankings for sure.
You know who we haven't mentioned yet?
We haven't mentioned the two teams that I would, if you'd asked me at the beginning, who are the two that you would automatically cheer against?
Yes.
I would have given you Aggie and Alabama.
And Aggie is 13 and Alabama is 14.
That's not surprising. Two outsiders, Aggie is ridiculously obnoxious. Like, cowbell level times infinity obnoxious if you have no horse in the race.
Right.
Alabama people hate because they win all the time. No one likes a team that wins all the time.
Yeah, and Nick Saban's great a coach as he is, he's completely unlikable.
Of course.
He's not a good human being, but he's a great football coach.
But any non-Aggie fan will tell you that Texas A&M, it's obnoxious to watch their fans on football, like on television. It's
See, I don't I actually like A&M, even though
they have boy cheerleaders, Fred.
They do. It's kind of cute. It's kind of funny.
Please.
They're odd. I like odd. You know, I like weird things.
It is very odd.
Yeah.
But if you're not an Aggie fan.
Well, it's kind of like anything else. I want them to do well, just like I want Texas to do well
right. In
all those schools. So, but I can see why they moved up that list, because I'm pretty sure that everybody else in the SEC doesn't like them very much.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So anyway, there's your list. It's an interesting one.
Aggie ahead of Puppy Killers. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm telling you, Puppy Killers should be one on that list.
Aggie, who has a mascot of a dog, is less likable than the dog killers.
And that's a cute little dog they got there.
Yeah.
Nick Saban would kill a dog.
Cutest dog mascot in the SEC, Georgia, ooh, Mississippi State, or Aggie?
I'll take Reveille. I'm not a big fan of bulldogs. They scare me.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of creepy looking.
Okay.
At least. And now I might get a bunch of emails from people that have bulldogs. They're nice dogs. They just creep me out.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, whatever floats your boat.
No, and they're English.
I like
I'm not a fan of the English.
Well, they also have French bulldogs and American bulldogs.
I don't like the French either.
They have American bulldogs.
No, they look too much like the other ones.
Oh, okay.
They probably immigrated.
You immigrated.
No,
not you personally, but like
no, my
your family did.
Yeah, yeah.
There goes Swatson. He's not trying to stir up any nonsense with me today because he knows I'll smack his face.
Well, forget bulldogs. That thing scares me.
It's an odd mascot.
Well, mosquitoes are hard to like.
They really are. That's a low likability factor for mascots.
They would probably be pretty low on this list.
Most likable mascot overall in the SEC?
That's a good question. I like the Tigers are fun. I like the Tiger.
Okay. The Auburn Tiger or the LSU Tiger?
The LSU Tiger, because they have a real Tiger.
Yeah,
I like
Mike
that.
The Tiger.
Mike the Tiger.
I like that, too.
I do not like Gators.
No, but I kind of do like that.
That does work mascot. As a mascot, yeah.
I also like the Kentucky mascot. Underrated dance moves, the Kentucky mascot. I went to a Sweet 16 in Austin. I'll have to remember who the fourth team was. But the mascots there, it was the Kentucky Wildcat, the Michigan State Spartan. It was the Patrick Sparks shot that won it.
Yeah.
It was the Andrew Bogut-led Utah Utes.
Yes.
And I forget who the fourth team was, but I remember they all had – oh, it was Duke. It was the Duke Blue Devils. Great mascots, all of them. Duke especially, because their mascot looks exactly like their head basketball coach.
Yeah.
But those are good mascots.
All right. We'll come back to that and other things. A reminder, we're out here at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. They are playing tonight. The rain is gone, and it's beautiful out here. So come check it out. All right. Talk about running out of time. You are running out of time to get that great Labor Day deal at Texas Mattress Makers, which, guys, I got to tell you, you're already saving 50% off of what you would be spending if you went to a retail store when you go to Texas Mattress Makers. And now, through Labor Day, this weekend, you need to go and pick up a new mattress if you've been in the market, because you're going to save 20% off selected handmade mattresses. And these are great mattresses with the latest technology. Prices are going to range from $599 to $1439 on Labor Day selected handmade mattresses. You can easily spend triple that at any retail mattress store, and you don't even get custom fitted for the bed. That's why I loved when I went out there. Yuval and the gang, they know everything about these mattresses. They're constantly creating better mattresses, more comfortable mattresses, so that you sleep better. And they create them right there and sell them directly to you. And the great part is you're going to get custom fitted. You're going to save a bunch of money. Why would you go anywhere else? Plus, it's just a great experience. They take care of the blitzers out there, and you can enjoy the experience of getting a custom fitted, handcrafted quality mattress only at Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Drop by, tell them I sent you. I promise you they will take care of you. You'll get a great deal. You'll sleep better, and you're going to enjoy life, all because of Texas Mattress Makers. It's that simple. Visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Tell them I sent you. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the rise to the bloody end. Just me and my girlfriend.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I know you just tweeted this out.
The Longhorn should be number two. The Longhorn should be number two.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't like that?
No. I was just...
The Longhorn should be a number two.
I was just telling Jong I was proud of myself for not making fun
Lord.
Of
Lord. If I wasn't 95% sure that person was mentally handicapped...
She is.
I'm glad I didn't say anything.
That's why I was just keeping my mouth shut. Between that and the priest walking by here earlier, that I'm a little freaked out. I'm not going to lie. Our show is not really priest-friendly.
No. Normally it is friendly to the mentally handicapped community. In this instance, not as much.
Apparently not.
No, bad day for us and them. Bad mix. Live on remote, it doesn't always mix as well as it does when they're callers to the program.
Right.
I always welcome them as callers to the program. Not my favorite when they show up at live events and try to talk to me while I'm on the air.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people here and enjoying ladies' night at Constellation Field in Sugar Land.
Including her, one of the ladies.
Indeed.
So that happens sometimes.
Yes, and so if you're wondering what...
I'm glad I work in an industry where sometimes people with mental handicaps come up and yell at me. I wouldn't want it any other way, Fred.
It's just the life we lead, my friend.
It was either doctor or sports radio host. Those were my only options, and thank goodness, because I would have never made it through medical school.
I got nothing.
Well,
I really do.
It's been a staple of my career.
Oh, boy. I was just all I was trying to do was stay focused and keep my head down and not look up. You never make eye contact, AJ.
That's
you can't do it. All right, I had something for here, and now I've
whoa.
What?
Hey, Jong, did you see? I guess we emailed out the new lineup.
Yes.
Did you proofread it?
Oh no, who emailed it?
I don't know, but it went. There was like an email blast that says the new lineup.
Oh no!
I didn't get anything.
Mike and Mike from 6 to 9. Granato and Raheel with Dell from 9 to 11. Unfiltered with Granato and Salisbury 11 to 1. Then 1 to 3, Joel Blank with Travis Johnson on Monday and Friday, and Barry Laminack Tuesday through Thursday. And then it says from 3 to 7, the Blitz.
Uh oh.
Yeah, no one talked to us about working extra.
Nobody talked to me about that either.
Yeah, we didn't agree to that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get an email.
Well, the email's out there.
Yeah, you might want to clarify that with somebody.
Text me. Who sent that?
At Lastros, the number 4, LYF.
Huh?
He tweeted it
to Degenerates 975.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
So apparently...
Yeah, check the Degenerates feed, and it's there.
Yeah. This thing got sent out.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who did it. I don't know why. But we're going to have a little discussion if you want us to be 3 to 7.
No.
I don't want to be 3 to 7.
Yeah, somebody crapped the bed.
This is happening way too much.
Yeah, I know.
Remember when they made David Gal CEO of ESPN? Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the record.
We're on from 4 to 7
on
Monday.
We are not coming in before 4.
Right.
We will be on from 4 to 7. So if whoever sent this out expects something different, they might want to be there themselves to fill that 3 o'clock spot.
Yeah. Or at least have a discussion with us about it first.
Yeah.
And our compensation.
Which, it's going to involve money. Sorry. Don't do anything for free anymore. All right. I had something for this segment. Now, between getting screamed at.
Oh, boy.
What the heck is that now?
Is that us or another?
No, there's. It sounds like they're trying to move an elephant or something.
The beauty of live radio.
I really should have just started drinking this beer half an hour ago. That would have it would have made the rest of this
probably
show
a good mood.
So much more easy to deal with. Hopefully, we don't have as many listeners because it's a long weekend and they're already out of town. That's what I'm holding my hat on, is that hopefully there's not as many people.
Jay Miller out here, the man.
All right. We are at Constellation Field, Sugar Land. And, man, this is I saw that they have a kickball classic on October 1st. They also the Canadian Club is coming out here, I think, Sunday.
That means you'll be here?
I will not, even though I am technically a member, but I'm not coming out for baseball night because I have things to do Sunday, like watch football.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
I've got my whole day planned out tomorrow. I'm even skipping the 5K I usually do Sunday morning because I know I will be in no shape to run a 5K Sunday morning.
No.
I'm going to start right in front of the TV at 11 o'clock with good beer, and I'm going to go as long as I can. We're going to see how good I am, how far I can make it.
Okay.
And Sunday I'm doing the same thing. I'm just watching football all day. Every time there's a game, any game, I'm watching it. But should be fun. I mean, it's
I kind of like that college football scheduled some good games on Sunday and Monday, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to that
because
Florida State game.
It makes it like a full football weekend.
Yeah.
You know, usually you don't get that. And, by the way, did you see the 49ers are playing Monday Night Football week one?
Yes.
Ugh.
But the good news is,
against the Rams, like, yeah, that's the late game. That's what they always do. They make it like the worst late game, but they know week one, we've all been so starved for football. Okay. We'll stick around and we'll watch that Rams-Niners game, even though.
Remember when the Texans were that late game and played the Chargers?
I remember.
And that was their last win of the season? No, they won that and then they won the next week and then they didn't win again.
They didn't win again.
No. No. But, and think about it this way. So Monday night there's a game. And then Thursday we have NFL again.
That's it.
So
it's in the rotation.
We're here. It's officially here.
Wow.
It's weird Labor Day, though, being in the middle of it.
I don't care about that.
Nah.
Labor Day is just a day to me.
Well, technically.
That's for the working man.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to work, fortunately.
I'm not a working
man. You know
what?
We just come out here, have fun, drink a little beer, get yelled at by people.
That's it.
That's it. Get told we're working an extra hour that we're not.
We're not.
Yeah, that's all we do. It's fun. It's a good job to have. All right.
Longhorn should be number two, though.
They should.
I think that's going to be the new thing on the show.
There's one segment left, and I'm just.
Can we close the show that way going forward instead of stay sportsy? Can it be Longhorn should be number two? That's a good way to close the show.
You know what? We'll close this show with it. I'll let you do it. You can be my guest.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get through these last two segments without saying anything about this.
As big of a Longhorn fan as she was, who do you think she thought should be number one? I don't know. Who could she possibly love more than the Longhorns?
I think she probably thought they should be one.
I'm
two,
already
three.
Regretting not like giving her a microphone and interviewing her for a segment. I really am already feeling that regret.
I'm not.
That could have been magical.
It could have also gone so far. Well, you know what? Those are usually the best ones.
That's the best kind.
When we do something completely stupid like that.
If you see her walking by again,
we only have one segment left and we have stupid stuff. We're not
doing. When are we out here again?
I don't know.
We need to get that woman's business card.
Do you really think she's got a business card, AJ?
I need to find out who she is. I need to find out.
You know what? If you wish on this break, you can go wander and look for her.
No, but now you're saying we don't have enough time now.
Well, we only have one segment left. And, yeah.
But we can all agree that the Longhorns should be number two.
I think we should.
LSU was number two on that list of most likable SEC schools. But I think we can all agree the Longhorns should have been number two.
You know, if you keep pushing this, you're going to need to go to My Computer Career.
That's right. My Computer Career. Listen, if you've been affected by the downturn in oil and gas, My Computer Career is a place you should check out. If you want an occupation with great income potential but less volatility, My Computer Career is the place to go. IT is one of Houston's high growth sectors. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. Everybody's got a buddy in IT, and I promise you, all those guys, they're paying their bills. They're not having any problems paying their bills. Houston's a hot computer job market, one of the hottest in the country. There's companies hiring guys all over the city, but to get a job, you've got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career is more than just a school. Complete career change programs help you get in the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire our students. Many of those students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending classes only twice a week, on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. At My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year, and financial aid's available, including the GI Bill and Texas Workforce Programs. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment, mercifully.
Jung. Is Jung there? Hey, what number should the Longhorns be?
Number two.
I agree completely. Who's number one?
They're hopeless.
That's the cleanest I could find it. That's the cleanest I could find it.
Okay. They're hopeless.
Well, we'll have to listen to it at the studio. Yeah. I can't make it out there. But,
yeah, we can't hear anything
it's
anyway.
It's such gold.
Well, it was Fred was talking, and she was like talking in the background.
I know.
I couldn't cleanly get it.
Fred lowered the bill of his cap and tried to pretend like he couldn't see her. While I just stared.
I was not making eye contact.
I stared like
I refused to make eye contact.
Like something crazy had happened.
It's like Medusa.
I wanted to keep her. As soon as she walked away, I regretted what I'd let happen. I should have.
I did not regret what you let happen.
Well,
I think we took the high road for once.
That lady could have been the third. She could have been the rich lord to our triple threat.
It's probably more entertaining, that's for sure. How did we get here? Oh, I have to tell you to download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store. Download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device on the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, I guess let's get in some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
We're going to combine three things, and you tell me if this is a recipe for success or failure. Group of floats in a lake, a lot of alcohol, and really bad weather. These idiots, about 1,500 Americans, were floating down a river that separates the United States from Canada, had to be rescued from the water when strong rains and winds sent them illegally into Canadian territory.
Canada needs to build a wall.
They do, especially after Trump's elected. They should pay for it, too.
Yeah, we should pay for it.
The last known passenger pigeon in 1914 died at a Cincinnati zoo.
You often ask for a carrier pigeon.
Well, is that where pigeon porn comes from?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Pigeon porn? Wait, there's pigeon porn?
I don't know. I was...
Oh, you know.
I was making a... Never mind. I was trying to... Let's just move on. I went to see Suicide Squad, and they showed the preview, and I'm like looking at it going, wow, this is... What people are calling me at 6:28? I think most people who know me realize at 6:28 I'm a little busy.
Yeah,
generally. Theoretically. So I have no idea who that was. Oh, well.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on.
for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Power, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, usually the master.
Which colleges in your experience have the best looking girls from Will? It's kind of anything in the South, except for Rice. Well, they're smart. They're not supposed to be pretty.
From Miami and then start following the Southern coast, Ole Miss, I still think the best. But you do have to jump over Alabama when you play that game.
Yeah.
Because if you try to take home an Alabama girl.
Why would I hook up with you? You ain't in my family.
You got all your teeth. That's a problem.
I know my brother 25 years. I'd much rather be with him.
He kisses good.
Yeah.
I think so. I think my voice is starting to go.
It's only Monday.
I know. When I was doing the intro there, it kind of went.
Are you getting sick?
I don't know. I feel fine. It's silly the things that make our job difficult. Like if I get a cold, I'm screwed.
Devastating.
Yeah. It,
also, you're of an advanced age where a cold could kill you.
Oh, yeah. Something's going to kill me.
So should I put my shirt back on if we aren't sending you guys our selfies, Soccer Bilal? We don't have to see it. You can take off whatever you want. Send it to somebody else.
Send it to Fred's Gmail.
No, do not do that. Dude, I do not want to see you without a shirt unless you're a very attractive woman, and even then.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, interesting week. So we made Alabama people mad. We made Texas Tech girl mad. And we probably made, hey,
how's
Kippers
it going?
In the house. All right. Probably made a lot of people mad. That's a good week. I'm very proud of us. I'm more proud that didn't escalate any more than it needed to.
That mascot for the Houston Super Bowl is here.
Yeah. That's your buddy.
Yeah. I got to say, it's a bad mascot design.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed.
He is.
You should be ashamed.
He's doing the shame.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like your spirit. I like your spirit. I just don't like your head. It happens.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Great job, Jog Lee. Great job, AJ. I don't even know why I was here today. We'll be back on Monday, talk a little football. Until then,
the Longhorns should be number two.
ESPN 97.5.